Let us now start with the 10th chapter, which is IT applications for e-tailing. So we have seen some glimpses of e-tailing, certain advantages and benefits. Now let us look at certain applications and some of the leading e-tailing sites in India. So after going through this chapter, you will be able to define and explain the concept and benefits of e-tailing. Discuss and explain the importance of international e-commerce, explain the strategies in e-tailing, and discuss and explain the success factors in e-tailing. E-tailing, simply put, is the selling of retail goods on the internet. So it's a short form for e-commerce retailing or e-tailing, short for electronic retailing, and used in internet discussions as early as 1995, when the internet had just arrived. The term seems as almost inevitable addition to email, e-business and e-commerce. So it's very much connected to these internet or electronic concepts. Thus, e-tailing is synonymous with business to consumer transactions. So any transaction that happens between retail organizations and individual customers over the internet as a medium of communication or a channel of communication can be called as e-tailing. E-tailing or e-commerce can be described as transactions that are conducted over an electronic network, where the buyer and merchant are not at the same physical location. For example, plastic card transactions via the internet. So these are quite common nowadays, and I believe most of us do conduct transactions on net, buy a lot of things on the internet by providing either the credit card or the debit card number to the shopping carts. The major benefits for consumers is that e-tailing saves them time and money, as more discounts pour in, plus they get to choose from wide variety of choices. So if you've noticed nowadays, if you try to buy a new laptop or a new cell phone and you just go ahead, type the model or type the range that you want, and you will get at least 20 different sites which have these mobile phones or these laptops at varying prices. If you notice, if you go to a store, these prices may be higher than what is quoted online. So there is a lot of discounts that are present on these particular sites. Understanding and responding to cognitive and emotional expectations serve as the core for developing, nurturing, and sustaining lifelong experiences with customers. So it is extremely important for the initiatives online to understand these particular aspects. So the websites that cater to customers online need to incorporate these principles. In this context, CRM or customer relationship management has been widely accepted and practiced as the most effective marketing technique involving human and technical dimensions. The total e-commerce business in India, including other products and services such as travel and financial services, is estimated to be $10 billion at present and is expected to touch $200 billion mark by 2020. The coming years will see the emergence of totally new sets of retailers in all formats, including hypermarkets, departmental stores, supermarkets, cash and carry, and specialty stores. So there is a huge boom in this particular business. People are making a lot of money. The retail outlets, they are engaging a huge volume of customers who are attracted to retail locations, and thus people are making money. So The online front or e-tailing is no different. With the presence of a huge number of sites and many upcoming sites, it is generating a huge amount of revenue. Now let us cover a few of the major benefits of the e-tailing type of retailing. So very first thing is no real estate costs. So extremely important that there's no real estate costs involved. For example, if there is a store in South Bombay for apparels, just imagine the kind of rental or ownership amount that has gone in for that particular location. So rents can easily be upwards of, you know, lakhs of rupees per month. But here, to create a site, it does not require any real estate amount. Neither there is any ongoing rental which is to the tune of huge real estate. So there is a simple renovation fee for the application service provider and maintenance costs, which are fractional when compared to a brick and mortar store. Easy and comfortably obtained information. So imagine you have been working throughout the week, week and weekend on a Saturday, you're tired because it was a tiring week. So simply get up in the afternoon or in the morning and browse for whatever you want. Select from a wide assortment, wide choice, and the thing will be home delivered to you in a matter of days. There is a better interaction with customers because you can chat online with support executives. You can look at the feedback of the product and understand whether the product is for you or not. There is a higher reach through mass media. So one search in the Google search page will lead you to several sites which will help you get information in an easier manner. Now let us focus on the important topic of e-tailing in India. Indian online users are now on a rise, and low sales and higher overhead costs makes it tougher for companies to expand their retailing footprint in India. So what's happening is many of the brick and mortar retailers have resorted to e-tailing. So e-tailing has begun catching the attention of many entrepreneurs. Suddenly, a lot of e-tailers have come up, like Rediff.com, HomeShop18.com, Fabmart.com, TSNShop.com, and SatyamOnline.com. So these are very few of the retailers. There is a wide range of other retailers as well. Multi-channel retailers, that is retailers with on and offline presence, that is both online as well as brick and mortar retailers, have also improved their competitive advantage in recent years. Blockbuster, for instance, offers mail-in rentals and in-store exchange of movies. However, the number of e-tailers, that is retailers with only online presence, has been increasing, and they have developed unique ways of delivering value to their customers. Example, movie downloads. You can also click on spectacles that like lenscard.com, or you can shop for apparels on yebi.com, or you can actually look out for consumer electronics on sites like ebayindia.com. The major benefits for consumers is that e-tailing saves them time and money, as more discounts pour in, plus they get to choose from a wide variety of choices. This is in fact what we have discussed in a previous slide. Reasons for e-tailing become a lot, hot opening can be attributed to many factors. These also have been discussed, like no real estate costs, easy and comfortable information, better interaction with customers, and the presence of mass media. Let us now take a look at some of the major players in the current Indian e-tailing scenario. We begin with the site called as Jabong.com. Many commercials on the television, many advertisements in the newspaper, as well as many online advertisements can be seen about this site. So Jabong.com is a young and vibrant company that aims to provide good quality branded products. Jabong.com caters to fashion needs of men, women and kids across footwear, apparel, jewelry and accessory. Jabong.com strives to achieve the highest level of customer satisfaction possible. The cutting-edge e-commerce platform of this particular site, Jabong.com, highly experienced buying team, agile workshop systems, warehouse systems, and state-of-the-art customer care center provides customers with broader selection of products, superior buying experience, on-time delivery of products, and quicker resolution of any concerns. The next site for retailing in India is Myntra.com. Myntra.com is ranked amongst the leading e-commerce companies in India and is the largest online retailer of lifestyle and fashion products. The company was started by a group of IIT and IIM graduates in the year 2007 and is headquartered in Bangalore. Funded by top-tier venture capital funds, Myntra is among the best funded e-commerce companies in the country today. For this site also, you see a lot of television ads as well as advertisements online. The company's unique offerings include the largest in-season product catalog, 100% authentic products, cash on delivery, and 30-day return policy, making Myntra the preferred online shopping destination in the country. The next being FutureBazaar.com, which is the digital commerce arm of the Future Group, the family of retailers that has brought us stores like Big Bazaar, Food Bazaar, Pantaloons, Central, E-Zone, Hometown, Holi, amongst others. Built on a dream to transform the way India shops, it tries to bring the best of deals from across categories at unbeatable and unbelievable prices. The next being Junglee.com. Junglee is an online shopping service by Amazon, which enables customers to find and discover products from online and offline retailers in India and from Amazon.com. Junglee organizes massive selection and multiple buying options from hundreds of sellers and leverages Amazon's proven technologies and millions of customer reviews to help customers make smart purchase decisions. The next major player is HomeShop 18. HomeShop 18 is the largest e-tailing company in India, providing shopping services on various different mediums like the internet, TV, and via mobile. HomeShop 18's goal is to be the largest and most trusted e-tailer, providing an unmatched platform for virtual shopping to different Indians worldwide. Every week, HomeShop 18 reaches 100 million plus consumers and 20 million plus households in India. And www.homeshop18.com is one of India's fastest growing e-commerce websites with more than 2.8 plus million monthly visitors. Here we continue with our discussion about HomeShop 18. This site has a proprietary delivery network covering 50 plus cities, which ensures superior last mile consumer experience through timely delivery. HomeShop 18 today delivers products to over 3,000 plus locations in India and works with over 4,000 plus suppliers and brands. 400 plus suppliers and brands. The next major player is Flipkart.com. Flipkart went live in 2007 with the objective of making books easily available to anyone who had internet access. With over 11.5 million book titles, 14 different categories, more than 3 million registered users, and a sale of 30,000 items a day, it is one of the leading e-commerce players in the country. Be it path-breaking services like cash on delivery, a 30-day replacement policy, EMI options, free shipping, and of course the great prices that it offers, then there's dedicated Flipkart delivery team that works round the clock to personally make sure that the packages reach on time. Let us now look at some challenges and hurdles of e-tailing. E-tailing has lagged in India, just like e-commerce, but hopefully in future it would see a lot more actions as internet habit of Indian online users are on a rise and low sales and higher overhead cost make it tougher for companies to expand their retailing footprint in India. So what's happening here is Indian people now are forced to look at the online options. Many of them have a scarcity of time because of rigid work on the weekend. Some companies actually call their employees on a weekend and they have to work. So there's no time for shopping activities. So e-tailing is becoming or coming to the fore. One estimate is that India has a mere 4 million internet users. Mostly they are from the metropolitan cities. According to web analysts, many areas of retailing, internet is unlikely to gather a sizable slice of market. So people, they are reluctant to buy products online because they do not know the use of credit cards. Some of them suspect that their credit cards or their financial information might be hacked. So they do not buy from online. And that could be several years to come, especially in businesses where margins are thin. So still the users have not adopted to buying online. Despite a higher internet penetration, cities like Mumbai or New Delhi might not be a haven for an e-tailer. The prime reason is for things like grocery, there is a shop out there at every nook and corner. So for example, the place where I stay, the building itself has a shop, a kirana mall or a grocery shop. Now, why would I go to buy grocery a kilometer away or 2 kilometers away from a retail mall or probably online? So I would never buy from a particular website the grocery when I can just walk and go to this particular shop in my building. Well, for us Indians, shopping is still a touch, feel, hear experience. Unlike the Americans, Indians do not suffer from time poverty, and shopping is still considered to be a family outing. So many people actually enjoy going out to the mall on a Saturday or Sunday with their family members, eating ice cream, eating some popcorn, enjoying a movie in the adjoining multiplex, having some fun. So they cannot think of online shopping because they would miss out on this kind of enjoyment. Hence, this type of an environment creates a problem of customer retention. So probably a customer might purchase online once, but might go out with their family at least 10 times more. Let's look at some of the hurdles of e-tailing in India now. There has been a rise in online shopping in India, but the legal system is not good enough to protect the buyer in case of any unwanted happening. Not enough provision is placed in legal system to secure the buyer's interest. As the popularity of internet shopping and online auctions grows, so does the number of complaints about transactions is increasing. For example, some of the sites which promise the best products might give out defective products. Now, returning these products becomes cumbersome for the buyer. Some of the most common complaints in this aspect involve buyers receiving goods late or not at all, sellers not receiving payment, buyers receiving goods that are either less valuable than those advertised or significantly different from the original description, failure to disclose relevant information about a product or terms of sales. A prominent example here is some of the mobile phones sold on the websites. Some may look very beautiful online, but the images that are shown are either enhanced or modified. The actual product that the customer gets is really different and therefore is a nasty experience or a bad experience with the company. Now let us take a look at the strategies in e-tailing. Many of the brick and mortar retailers with online presence are either only showing top line growth while making a loss or are cannibalizing their in-store customers. What this means is that they are, you know, when the in-store customers come, they are given brochures or their data from the data mines is captured and direct marketing is done. So they are eating their own kind, they're eating their own cousin, that is the brick and mortar type of retailing, and moving them online without any real benefit to the business. So they're not adding to new business, they're just substituting business from one channel to the other. So an important strategy which can help retailers do better e-tailing is to set up a Facebook store and engage in F-commerce. With over 800 million users, Facebook today is a large marketplace on its own. Facebook store offers a fantastic opportunity to build and promote your e-tailing channel in quick time with great visibility. Another important strategy is to be innovative about shipping and deliveries. A new service provider that has great potential is called as Shuttle. Shuttle has a model to aggregate the power of local delivery providers and offers a service that promises delivery within 90 minutes or within 1 hour window of the shopper's choice. So this is a huge difference between the delivery times of other providers, which is normally 48 hours or 3 days. If your retail business is in and around the locations that Shuttle serves, they might have the solution for you to quickly and cheaply set up a delivery. The next strategy is to combine iOS, Android, and Windows apps and online voucher sites. So it's far more easier to build a good app on the iOS, Android, or Windows phone platform than a full-fledged website. The apps market for retailers is still less competitive than the traditional web channel and presents an opportunity for new entrants to make their mark. So as you know, very few apps exist which help you with a complete shopping experience. But if you go online, you will find many websites or a plethora of websites. In fact, at least 6 to 7 were discussed as a part of the previous chapter. So you know how many websites exist. A good way to build momentum on this channel is to have a sustained focus campaign. The next strategy is to use Google AdWords. The simple but powerful Excel and Google Docs plugin tools to conduct keyword research allow for doing comparison and understanding rankings before you make a decision on which keywords to place your bet and get the most out of your Google AdWords budget. So as you know, Google is an extremely important and powerful search engine. used by majority of people online. So by using the correct keywords on Google, by using the correct AdWords, you can easily exponentially increase your e-tailing business. These complement the already rich analysis capabilities offered by Google AdWords. So Google presents a good and a robust solution for the e-tailing, which forms this particular strategy. Use innovative ways to stay connected with your customers. The e-tailing strategy should focus as much as driving traffic and conversation as it should on ensuring that you build a relationship with your customers that brings them back to your offer repeatedly. Retailers have adopted various means to build and sustain this relationship by implementing their own loyalty programs. Now let us take a look at the use of electronic agents to enhance the online customer experience. Electronic agents have become popular for different shopping tasks online. They are mostly used to assist customers with making purchase decisions and or conducting information searches. So there are various applications online which help with this with the choice making. Most of you must have already seen these on various shopping websites. Now let us discuss the direct and indirect learning methods employed by these electronic shopping agents. Electronic agents can learn customer information directly, indirectly, or as a combination of both. The more relevant the information these agents collect, the more appropriately they can assist consumers with their purchases. In the direct learning, the agents need to know the customer's attribute-based preferences in order to recommend relevant product alternatives. The agents frequently present a limited number of attributes because A, customers tend to consider a small number of attributes for each product category. B, the agents need to find common attributes which could be few in number across product alternatives. When customers have undeveloped preferences and are not aware of them and or refuse to reveal them, an indirect learning method can be employed. So the standard algorithms fail when people do not disclose their learning habits or they do not disclose their exact shopping behavior. Indirect learning of customer preferences can be done at two levels, individual and aggregate. So individual is done at a single or an individual level. Aggregate can be done for a group with common kind of preferences observed. The drawback in this type of method is that the data collected within a single web store and the reason why customers prefer one web store to another cannot be examined. So the individual level many a times fails on this account. At the aggregate level, e-businesses can predict a customer's product and browsing patterns based on the behavior of similar customers, as is mentioned before. E-tailers can increase their competitiveness compared to e-manufacturers by using indirect and direct learning agents. Usually, e-tailers have access to larger aggregate data sets than e-manufacturers and can therefore provide better suggestions for their customers. Customers usually evaluate agents based on their past performance. They do so because sometimes agents might contradict each other in providing recommendations. An agent's reliability is of particular importance to customers when unfamiliar products are recommended. For example, you go to a particular website and there is a shopping agent software which you've used for this site. It gives you a recommendation, and if the product is not very great, or if some other shopping agent gives you some contradictory suggestion, then you will start to suspect the credibility of such software. In becoming more competitive, e-tailers may need to have better information about a customer's past opinions, especially the extreme ones, the knee manufacturers, so that they can calibrate their recommendation agents better. E-tailers can increase their competitive advantage and customer satisfaction when designing agents that signal the extensive search that they have performed. Example, the number of databases, and provide highly accurate information. Now let us take a look at the success factors in e-tailing. There are many reasons which are considered for successful e-tailing. E-tailing has very rapidly succeeded in the economy and has largely satisfied customers, satisfied large amount of customers. E-tailing products are survived by having a competent management team, good post-sales services, well-organized business structure, network infrastructure, and a secure, well-designed website. So all these need to be in tandem with each other in order to provide a robust system. In this context, there is a need to check the item's description carefully. Ask the seller questions if you're not sure of something. Beware of people offering you a deal below the current bid or reserve price, especially if they contact you directly. Remember, if an offer sounds too good to be true, then it probably is. Be careful or extremely careful when buying things from people without little or no selling history. Be aware of phishing emails that look like they come from online auctions or payment sites you've registered with, asking you to update your account details or re-enter them because your account has been suspended. Read the terms and conditions carefully, including those relating to any dispute resolution procedures the site offers. Check the URL in the web browser. A tactic often used by fraudsters is to change the URL address very slightly if they're spoofing an eBay site. For instance, they may have an address such as @ebays.com, whereas the real site is ebay.com. In this manner, we have completed this particular chapter, which focused on the concept of e-tailing. We looked at the benefits of e-tailing, the current players in India, e-tailing presence in India. We also looked at the challenges and drawbacks of e-tailing. We also looked at the role played by electronic agents in e-tailing, as well as certain success factors in e-tailing. Thank you.